Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Linda Edelman, and she's a nurse with Cass County Public Health. Good morning to you, Linda.
Good morning, LaVon.
Linda, there are a lot of health issues. You know, right now we're so focused on the COVID and all the things going on, but there are a lot of other things that we need to keep on doing and pay attention to other kinds of health issues. And one of those I think doesn't get much attention is lead testing in children. How important is that?
Well, it's very important, LaVon. And I think you're right. I think that a lot of times people think that lead poisoning isn't a problem anymore because we have alleviated lead in paint. But that isn't true for our children because there is still paint out there in homes that contains lead. So it is a big health concern for young children.
And are there other sources of lead that we just might not even realize or think about?
You know, there are. Paint is the biggest culprit for lead, but it can come from other things. It can come from certain water pipes. That's not as common. Sometimes it can be found in toys and jewelry if they were made in another country. Also, sometimes even candies that are imported from other countries, that can be a problem. And then also even things like certain jobs or hobbies that they work with lead-based products, such as like stained glass work or parents working in a factory that has lead. And also even things like the gun shooting ranges when they are shooting the bullets and that kind of thing is made from lead. So those can be problems right here in Cass County.
Yes. And so how does it get into kids' systems? Do they have to eat it? Can they breathe it? How does it get into a person's system?
Well, basically, it can get in there. Yes, it does. They can either inhale it or it also can get into their by swallowing it. So if they eat it, And for little children, it doesn't take very much of a lead dust or a lead piece of paint to actually make their lead levels go up.
Yeah. You know, some people, if we watch those home renovation shows, we should be a little more aware of this because they're often saying, okay, we have to stop what we're doing and we have to come in and have a lead abatement team come in and tear out all the linoleum or the floors or whatever. And so that's one thing that maybe would heighten some people's attention, but they still may not be thinking about it's really important for children. What, when do children need to be tested?
Yeah, so that's where we do need to be cautious of that when we have little children in the homes, if we're doing any remodeling and that kind of thing. For the most part, the doctors and IDPH recommends testing at age one and also at age two. So 1 year-olds and two-year-olds should be tested, and they like to do that as part of their well child exam. Now, Cass County numbers were real good at the one-year-olds, not so good at testing at two-year-old. And even the state benchmark, Department of Public Health has a benchmark set up for that 75% of the children ages one and two need to be tested. And last year, our one-year-olds, we only hit 66%, so we're a little below the state benchmark there. And our two-year-olds, it's even way lower, it's 17%. So I think that the message here is to make sure that parents are aware of this and they need to be asking their doctors if they're not mentioning doing blood lead testing to actually do it.
Okay, so the doctors are not just automatically saying, okay, on the wellness check here, your child is one or two, we need to do this lead test. Parents,
right? Well,
and grandparents. I'm thinking, Linda, we maybe don't have a lot of young parents who are listening to us right now, but I'm guessing there are a bunch of grandparents who could pass this word on.
And that is true. That is true. And a lot of times grandparents are the ones that are babysitting, and a lot of times grandparents are the ones who are living in the older homes where the kids are being cared for. And our doctors are real good. Like I said, they're real good at doing the one-year-old check because children have to have at least one lead test done before they start school. And they're really, really good at doing the one test, the test at one-year-old, but we aren't quite so good at doing the two-year-old test. And the test is just a simple blood test. Usually it's just a finger prick. Or I take that back. Sometimes it's a finger prick. Sometimes it's a blood draw. But it's very simple to do at their well child exam.
So the blood draw could be done at the same time as they're testing for other things. This would not be a whole another series. Yes.
Right. It could be if they were getting their blood drawn for something else. Uh-huh. It could be.
Okay. So why is it so important? I mean, what's the effect on children who get too much lead in their systems?
Well, the biggest health problem is it can affect their learning and their behavior. It can cause behavior problems. It can have learning disabilities from this, reduction in IQ. So it also can affect like hearing and sight. So it can affect your growing also. So your physical effects of it can happen too. And what's really important to understand is that once the lead level is high in a child and those problems, those health problems happen, they are irreversible. Mm. So once there is the learning disability there, we can bring the lead level down, but the learning disability and behavioral problem is not not able to be reversed. So we need to catch it early.
Okay, and so since it's so simple, why not have it done? You know, I can see parents and grandparents saying, well, there's no way that baby has been, had lead anywhere around. I mean, it's easy to think that we have mostly newer homes, and if they're living in a newer home, then it's going, there's no way that child could be affected by lead poisoning. But that's kind of the question. Right. We don't know.
And sometimes we don't ever find out really where the child is getting it. Uh-huh. We may follow a child that has a high lead, and we work with them trying to find out. But sometimes we don't ever figure out where it was coming from, but it was coming from someplace. And so that's the frustrating part, mm-hmm. is when we don't know. In other cases, we know we do have a manufacturing plant in town that has lead, and so there's parents and grandparents that are exposed to that at their workplace and do take it home to the children. And that's we have to educate them on that a lot, mm-hmm. to let them know that they can be using the precautions at work, but if they are not taking those precautions when they go home, you know, like changing their clothes right away before they interact with the children, that kind of thing, taking a shower right away before they interact, they could actually be bringing home those lead shavings from, like I said, the shooting ranges or the fat manufacturing plants. And that is a fairly significant part of our high lead in Cass County.
Okay, so good, excellent information, Noah. And, you know, and we talked about it's a simple test. What about cost? Is there much cost to getting that test?
Generally, it's included with that well child exam. To my knowledge, most insurances, including the Title 19 and Hawkeye in the state of Iowa, do cover that cost.
Okay, so we're not talking about an added big medical bill just to get the lead testing done.
Not to my knowledge.
Yes, okay. So lead testing, that's what we're talking about. You know a 1 or 2 year old in your family somewhere, and just kind of double check, have they been tested for lead? And so then I want to switch just for a minute, Linda. I want to ask if you're still doing the car seats for kids. I know that your office will do check car seats to make sure that they're all right. Are you still doing that program?
Yes, we are. The parents as teachers, mm-hmm. educators do that program. And so if anybody is wanting to have their car seat checked for security or, that kind of thing, they can give us a call here at Public Health. Either Nancy Gibson or Victoria Means do those checks.
Okay. And so you said to call. What's the phone number?
For the car seats, it would be 243-7475.
Okay. And your number, if you want more information on lead testing?
My number would be 243-7551.
And folks, if you don't remember those phone numbers, you can always call the Cass County Hospital and ask the person at the phone who answers the phone, and they will direct the call right to you.
So, that's correct.
Yeah, somehow it's easier to find that number or remember that number. So we want to thank you very much, Linda Edelman, for reminding us how important it is to do lead testing for children at 1 year old and 2 years old. And wish you the best for the new year.
Okay, thank you very much, Lalonde.
You're welcome.